The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt and I'm joined on the line by Brett from State Cinemas. That means it's time for another At The Flicks. Brett, welcome back.
I'm back. I'm back on Kiwi soil, Matthew.
Hey.
I'm ready to talk about movies and, you know, I've shaken off the American on me and I'm back into Kiwi mode.
Woo. Good stuff. You're replacing James, who has done a very capable job while you've been away. So big thank you to James.
I know. And James, his accent, it's got to sound better over there. You know, the British accent just sounds cool. You just got to deal with gruff old dirty American me here now. Sorry, guys.
Hey, that's all good. That is all good. So have you transitioned back into work okay for a start?
You know, I'm getting there. I just came back on Monday, so I'm still, you know, I'm shaking all the cobwebs loose, but I'm getting back into the groove.
Good stuff. I hope you can remember how we go about this, and I hope you can remember how to schedule movies. But anyway.
It'll all come back. Don't you worry.
Good. All right, let's jump into what you have planned ahead at State Cinemas.
Yeah. Well, I think I want to start off here with a special event. It's coming out on just screening on October 4th and October 5th. Yes. And Matt, I know you're going to be really excited for this, but we have a Taylor Swift. It's her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, comes out on October 4th. And coinciding with that is a film called Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of a Showgirl.
Wow.
Where she's launching a brand new music video with all the behind the scenes footage and like deep dives into her thoughts on things. So it's a 90 minute experience for the Swifties to kind of start off your new album right.
Wow. Okay. I'm assuming this is going to go gangbusters and sell out. I would assume.
Yeah. And I'm assuming you've already got your tickets, Max. I know you're a big Swiftie. You know, you got that Taylor Swift tattoo on your arm. You know, you can't hide it from it.
I made a mistake and I bought Tool tickets instead. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're similar, you know. but yeah, that's a special screening that's happening just on the 4th and the 5th. But, well, I say screening, it's screenings because we're screening that thing like 10 times over the course of 2 days. So we know the Swifties, you know, they need the right time slots to Swift out, if you will.
Yeah.
So we've got tons of options available. It's like screening like almost every 2 hours those 2 days.
Wow. Okay. This is going to be a bit of a phenomenon, I'm sure. So the official release party.
And I have to say, like, Cinema One is where we're screening it. That's our big auditorium with the big stadium sound.
Yeah.
It's practically like you're going to be at a Taylor Swift concert, and you can only get that sound experience, you know, here at State Cinemas.
Yeah. And look, I think she couldn't bring the show to New Zealand. I think last time or the upcoming or something, she could only do Australia. So here is your chance, Nelson, and surrounding areas.
Yep. This is like the next best thing to just meeting her. And you can meet James and I here. So we're kind of like Taylor Swift.
Look, the benefits, I see them already.
Yes, that's right. Popcorn, me, Taylor Swift. It's, what a treat, you know?
Yeah, all right. cool. So when are the screenings again for that? What rating is on it? And how do you get your tickets?
Yeah, so it's a screening just Saturday, October 4th and Sunday, October 5th. It's and we're actually opening up early. So the first screening is going to be at 9 a.m. So you can kind of almost be like the first in the world to watch this if you get in there at 9 a.m. As far as the rating goes, it's still a TBC, but it's probably going to be an E rating on it because it's a documentary. But we're just waiting to hear back. Either way, you're safe to buy tickets. It's not going to be like an R16.
Cool. Have you got the tickets up online?
And the tickets are available now. It's already starting to move. So especially that 9 a.m. session.
Yep.
If you want to be the first, you got to get in first. So definitely go out and buy your tickets now.
Wicked. Yes. Taylor Swift fans are a passionate lot. So if you are one of them, or even if you're just a little bit Taylor curious, don't miss out.
Yeah, that's right. We're open to the Taylor curious here.
Can't believe them. Promoting Taylor Swift. I do a rock show. I'm going to have to cleanse myself on the old 46-2 this week. But anyway, that's all good.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of a Showgirl. going to be something a little bit out of the ordinary. All right, we've got that huge one out of the road. What else is coming up?
Yeah, I'll pop into the stuff that's coming out this week. I'll start off with one that if you went to our New Zealand International Film Festival, you'd be familiar with this one, or if you came in last weekend. But officially, Prime Minister comes out. And that's that kind of award-winning documentary that just covers the run of Jacinda Ardern as the Prime Minister of New Zealand.
Mm, yeah.
And if you're unfamiliar with it, though, like she pretty much went through, I mean, I'm preaching to the choir. She went through like disaster after crisis and COVID and all that stuff. So to just kind of be a fly on the wall when dealing, or, you know, watching a world leader deal with kind of just the most stressful things you could possibly deal with, and how she kind of kept a cool head during it. So it's, I think regardless of what side of the political spectrum you're on, it's just interesting to see, you know, a world leader trying to figure things out.
Yeah. And now, was this filmed by her partner? I watched her on The Tonight Show. I think it was one of the American talk shows. And I think she said that, her partner had a lot of access that normally, you know, people wouldn't have into her life, quite intimate, and didn't sort of hide things. She was talking about unflattering camera angles and things on it.
I think it was a joint effort. The director is Michelle Walsh, but they would have gotten, you know, some footage from Clark inside the house because they weren't living with her for all whatever that was, 5 or 6 years. But yeah, this one, it's been it's sort of interesting. I had a colleague watch the film over there. We had some sneak peeks over the weekend. And the person sitting next to them was actually a national voter, like real stout national, and she's Labor. And that they came away from this going, like, you know, with a different level of respect for her, just seeing what they went through.
Wow.
So I really do think this is a film that's like got more of a message beyond just I'm Labor, I'm national, I'm green, you know, whatever. So there's more to it than just political affiliation. So
okay.
I think it's worth watching.
Cool. All right. When can we catch that one?
Yeah, you can watch that 4 to 5 times a day, and it's just got an easy little M rating on there for offensive language. Who knows? You may get to see Jacinda dropping an F-bomb. Wow. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. No promises. She probably doesn't, but you never know.
Okay. Cool. All right. And what is it called again?
Prime Minister.
All right. Cool. Check out the website. Is it up on State Cinemas? I'm assuming it'll be up there.
Yeah, it is all up. You can book your tickets now. It's not in the coming soon just because it screened last weekend. So it's actually up. If you just go to whatever date you want to watch a movie, it's ready, locked and loaded for
you. Brilliant. All right. Cool. Prime Minister, a bit of a behind the scenes look that you may not expect into the life of Jacinda Ardern. Yeah. Some of the quality cinema screening at State Cinemas. We've got two fairly powerful women kicking off this week's list. So where do we go to next?
All right. I'm gonna deviate to something for the grown-ups. Paul Thomas Anderson. So he's kind of the director of Boogie Nights, The Masters, There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
Like everything this guy touches is going to win Oscars. And he's out with his 10th feature film that he wrote the script for and everything. And it's a film called One Battle After Another. And I'm sure people would have been seeing advertisements for this. It's got Leonardo DiCaprio on the front with a sweet handlebar mustache. It's got Benicio del Toro and Sean Penn in it. It's got some big hitters.
Oh, yeah.
And this film follows in Leo's youth. He was a revolutionary, you know, out there kind of trying to make a stand for his political alignments. But he's kind of, you know, gone under the radar for 16 years. But one of his enemies from his revolutionary days resurfaces and kidnaps his daughter. So now you've kind of got this crazy old coup, kind of conspiracy theory guy, and Leonardo DiCaprio trying to see if he can dust off the guns and go back out and save his daughter.
Sounds like a noble cause.
Yeah. But it's a Paul Thomas Anderson movie. So it's just, he's always got like a different narrative structure to his movies. So it's like, it's just going to be twisty and turny. It's going to have different ideas in it that you're probably not used to. And it also looks really quirky, which he hasn't done like a quirky movie. Well, I guess he did Licorice Pizza. So he's got a bit of quirk in there too. If you've not seen one of his movies, he's got a tone onto himself that's really unique, and it's worth your time to check out.
Yeah, okay. Now, I have seen the trailer. I'm assuming it isn't super kid-friendly.
It isn't. It is an R16, so it's got naughty words and then shooting and violence and all that good stuff in it.
Okay, cool. One battle after another. Yeah, the trailer looked interesting. It kind of left me going, oh, I'm not too sure what this is about.
Yeah, and it looks like it kind of like tonally looks interesting. It looks like it could be like there's moments of it being a real action thriller, but then there's like levity where he's like just kind of a crazy old like, you know, quirky character that seems sort of funny. Yeah. So it's an interesting blend. Yeah.
Okay, cool. When can we catch One Battle After Another?
Well, this one is screening in our biggest auditoriums, and you can catch it 4 times a day.
Right. Good stuff. Check out the website, statecinemas.co.nz, if you want to see the trailer and if you want to get in and book your tickets already. If you've just joined us, we are talking cinema on At The Flicks. I'm Matt from Fresh FM talking to Brett, who's returned from a little bit of time off. Nice to have him back on the show. So, Brett, where to next?
All right. I'm at my favorite time of every time we do these. This is it. We're going to talk about some Indian movies, Matt.
Yeah.
And I've got two of them for you this week. Right. I'll start off with this one, which is called OG Original Gangster, and it's in Telugu. And this one's, you know, pretty simple. There's a Mumbai underworld that you're kind of in. And there was a mob boss named Aljas Gamperia. And he was, you know, a big deal back in the day, but he's kind of gone under the radar. He's out of the mob scene until like a rival crime lord starts coming up, and he's got to dust off the old, you know, gloves and machetes and go back out there and take him down.
Oh, yeah.
So this one, I always say, please watch the trailer because words can't describe how cool it is to see a big bearded man with a katana in slow motion just slicing through people. Like, it is, if you don't have chest hair, you will by the end of watching this movie. It is nothing but testosterone. So please check out this film.
Okay, cool. OG, the original gangster. Yeah, I'm going to check out the trailer. That's for sure. Your passion just is oozing out of you. It's
and even at the end of it, there's like a throwback to Scarface. And at the end of the trailer, he's got the Tommy gun. And he's in like a, you know, just a real gaudy looking mansion, just lighting it up in slow-mo. So it looks like kind of like an Indian version of Scarface brought to 2025 kind of standards. So it looks pretty rad. Pretty cool.
Brilliant. Okay. Check it out online. OG. So when's that on? What was the rating on that one?
As of this recording, it's a TBC because these always kind of come out late in the day on Thursdays.
Yep.
I'm almost positive going to be an R16 though. But you can catch it Thursday at 8 p.m. or Monday at 8 p.m.
Okay. And it no doubt will be a bunch of fun. All right.
Definitely.
Cool. Now, from the little bit of tease, have you got more than one of your favorite style of cinema?
Oh, you know I got more for you, baby. I got another one coming. Now we've got one. So we've taken care of the kind of Telugu language audience. So now we're going to pivot over to the Malayalam language audience for a film called Karam. And this one, funny enough, also stars a buff bearded man in a sweet denim jacket. He is Dev Mahendran, and he's a former Indian military officer. But he's just kind of going to this big international conference over in Larnaca. And while he's there with his family, a big crisis occurs, a big military conflict occurs, and he's stuck in the middle of it. So he's got to fight and get his family out of there. And in true fashion, he's just shooting guns in slow-mo and drop kicking people in the face. It looks like he does some cool like John Wick stuff. He's like wrapping his legs around people's heads and doing like UFC stuff.
This is
one for the action fanatics. Like, don't let the language bother you. It's just a guy drop kicking people for 2 hours. Right. It's awesome.
And riding a motorbike facing backwards while shooting a gun, according to the poster.
And he looks, I mean, pretty sneaking cool with that. Like, if that were made, that would be my Facebook profile picture forever. He looks rad. Yeah.
Good. All right. Karam? Was it Karam? Is that the name of this one?
Yeah, Karam.
Karam. Okay. Now, is it another TBC then, following on from OG?
It is a TBC. Like I said, probably by the time this recording comes, we'll have the actual rating. I think the word is that this might be an M. But it's going to be either an M or an R16, so somewhere in there. But it might fall in the M category. Not sure yet.
Okay, cool. And again, you can check out the trailer on statecinemas.co.nz. Book your tickets. Malayalam, the language in that one.
That is right. But again, like, if you've not seen these, don't let the language be a barrier for you. There's usually subtitles, but you don't need language for kicks and fists, you know? We can all understand that.
Yeah. All right. Brilliant. It's great. It's great that you carry this Indian cinema and always a bunch of fun, and to hear your passion is awesome.
Oh yeah, they're always fun. I mean, they're just bearded dudes. The volume's up really loud. It's just, if you're an action movie fan, come on. It's fun.
Yeah, and you might even get the odd dance number thrown in if you're lucky.
Oh yeah, yeah. Neither of these have dance numbers though. I'm a little bit disappointed, but usually there's some dance numbers in Roundhouse Kicks, but these ones are just straight up testosterone.
Fair. All right. Again, the website, statecinemas.co.nz. This is At The Flicks. I'm Matt, talking to Brett. Where else do you want to take us, Brett? Anything else on the horizon?
That is actually, those are the new releases. I will tease, because we do have tickets up for this, though. There's a film called Pike River that is... it's set to come out on October 30th, but a week before, on the 23rd, we're actually getting the director of this film out, and we're doing a big Q&A session for it.
Wow.
And and Pike River kind of covers the Pike River mine explosions that happened back in like 2010. So it's a close to home film that really explores the emotional kind of toil it took on, especially of two of, it was Anna Osborne and Sonia Rockhouse were two of the ladies that were kind of, you know, leading, trying to get reparations and stuff and everything sorted for those families there. So those two ladies are also coming to this Q&A as well.
Oh, wow.
So you can meet the actual people the film's about and meet Rob Sarkis. And that is on the 23rd of October, and it's at 6 p.m. And you can get your tickets now for that. So that's kind of a special event for a really good Kiwi movie that we expect to be popular. And you can pick the brains of the people behind the film on that date.
Cool. And I imagine that will sell out.
I was fortunate enough to actually get to watch this movie about a month or two ago.
Yeah.
And it is really something special. So I can't speak highly enough of it. It's worth your time to look into and check out.
Okay. I vividly remember it happening. We were actually heading, I think, down the West Coast at the time that it all went down. And it was, fairly somber time, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A really, really sad thing that happened. Oh. But, it's worth watching the movie and kind of learning what happened. It's interesting. It's definitely a good one.
Okay, cool. That is Pike River, the special director Q&A session, October 23rd. And then was October 30th the official main release?
It's the official release day where it just kind of goes into a normal season for us. But that's definitely the special one to check out and meet the people behind the film.
Okay, brilliant, Brett. That is absolutely fantastic. Good to know the diversity of the things that you are screening at State Cinemas. Always pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we've got some Kiwiana here. We've got some beards in India. We've got the Prime Minister. You can learn all about her. Yeah. We've got Paul Thomas Anderson movies. We've got T. Swift. We've got all like a million kids movies now. Like Bad Guys 2 is killing it. Yeah. Gabby's Dollhouse. Dora the Explorer. You can get Swiper to stop swiping. I mean, the amount of movies we have now is insane. So just cancel your Netflix subscription and come hang out with us every day.
That sounds like brilliant, brilliant advice. And all those kids movies on at the moment, because we are in the school holidays, and there will be parents going, oh man, I want something that I can entertain these kids with. There you go.
That's right. If you're pulling your hair out, just we'll babysit them. We'll put the biggest screen in town in front of them and they'll chill out, eat some popcorn.
Yeah. And
learn about Dora.
learn about Dora. That's right. And now James mentioned last week, and I thought I'd just give this another mention, that you guys do something special if it's your kid's first movie.
Oh, yeah. We've got a fun little certificate that we've made up for him. So you can kind of remember that's always kind of a landmark of parenting is your kid's first movie. And so we try to make that special for you guys. So we do have a little certificate, and we try to make it fun.
Nice.
I usually am like, I don't know, give them a free candy or ice cream. We want it to, we want it to be a cool memory for you. So we go out of our way to make it fun.
That's brilliant. Brilliant. Okay. If you want to know more, easiest thing to do, head to the website, statecinemas.co.nz. A bunch of screens, a heap of screens, huge sound, biggest screen in the top of the South, all down in Trafalgar Street at the State Cinema Complex, where Brett has been joining us for another version of At the Flicks. Brett, nice to have you back on the air. You know, not that James didn't do a good job, but it's nice to talk to the OG Brett again. So
that's
well,
right. Me, I am the OG. I am the original gangster. I even have the same beard as that guy. I am the guy.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Hey, Brett, thanks so much. And we will catch you again at the same time next week on another At the Flicks.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. I hope to see everyone down here. Cheers.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.